being desired to delve too old in such games. She did, and that was the end of that magical world of fantasy which allowed us to escape from reality for hours at a time. As kids, other pastimes of ours included building cubby houses from our foamish brown couch and having picnics of peanut butter and honey sandwiches, washed down with minor and only minor cordial because Cotties gave Anne a headache. Orange cordial now with his cubby. In this cubby we discussed such pressing issues as which colour was better, pink or purple. Once we moved to Victoria Street, we began to love such things as throwing water bombs at everything, and even leaving them in people's letterboxes. Books took up a lot of our time. I'd say we spent about a month of our life, at least, reading the series of The Famous Five and Narnia. Our childhood was uncluttered. We weren't ferried around to different activities and self-improvement classes. In fact, we were minded by our toys more than the TV too. I've always seen Anne as more creative than me. While Mum struggled to get me out of the front door to go to Sydney Youth Orchestra, one activity we did each Saturday afternoon at primary school, and while I would argue against Mum, Anne would relish the opportunity to play violin, and this is actually her 17th year of violin, if I've counted right. Other sides in Anne's creative life included, as you saw earlier, her starring as Dorothy in The Wiz, and I'd just like to tell you one thing about my experience. I remember performing in The Wiz myself. I was actually part of the Yellow Brick Road chorus, and the one was played at the left-hand side of the screen for the whole production. From my vantage point, I could see Mum throughout the whole performance, and even though she was only a few weeks pregnant with just about to give birth to my youngest brother, John, who is now 10, I think. I could see Mum throughout the whole play, and she never took her eyes off Anne and the stage, and I'd just sit there and squint in. And I remember by the end of the series of performances how angry I was, but Mum didn't seem to realise that I was in the production too. From a certain lack of inhibition. I doubt she would have understood my shyness in singing in front of large audiences or saying poems with such an expressive voice that would shame actors as she did. I actually wanted to show you a video of her saying a poem of reciting My Country, but I'm not sure if you, I think Anne still knows it off by heart, like mentioned. And I'd just like to wrap up to say that it's lucky that I still don't get jealous of Anne quite so easily. In fact, I'm proud of her many and varied achievements, academically, musically, politically, and on the odd occasion sportingly. I'd say that Anne is a great sister to have, not only as a playmate and an accomplice as she was in my younger years, but also as a great friend. And I have one prop to end off with. It's actually a school report, and you'd think that it'd be written by the teachers, but I think Anne just picked this up in one of the classrooms one time and saw a blank report and decided to write a report of herself on her subject. I think she was about in 5 or 9, but I'll just read you a paragraph. This is under work habits. Anne is a steady worker and is sometimes very talkative, but he's brilliant in all languages and other activities. She's very attentive and is capable of doing all class activities. When I set activities, she puts her head down straight away and works. I never have to speak to her regarding not working because she always works. And then social interaction. Anne mixes well with all people and can get on easily with many people. She can talk to her friends openly and is very friendly to people. She helps a lot of He helps people a lot and has a big sense of humour. Yeah. So if anyone wants to read this or any of the other props that we've got up here, yeah, you're welcome to. But yeah, thanks.